Hello, this is Melia doing a group balance on the subject of money and abundance. So just tuning into the group energy, what came up was I got a few different messages coming through in the beginning. So one was to look out for glistenings and glitters in your day-to-day life as signs of abundance. So whether it's a leaf glistening with water on it, or glitter, or something like that. Also, what popped up into awareness was the feeling of biting into a ripe peach. So the ripeness and the juiciness, and that sweet subtle flavor of biting into a peach that we can also use for as a symbol of the juiciness of us actually accessing our own abundance and money. So as I was tuning in, I did have some kookaburras outside my window. They started laughing, and so I just asked the kookaburras if they had a message for us, and they told me that it was to do with laughter with friends, communication, sharing your gifts from the heart. You are divinely abundant. Look at how your cells divide. You're constantly in growth. What is required is consistency and stability to steady the flow. A bit like how a trickle creates a stream and then a creek and then a river. Look at sources of abundance and diversify. So look, for example, for feathers from the heavens, flowers and sunshine are all signs of abundance. And they said, money. Yes, what about money? Money has been tainted by your greed. It is tied in with the selling of the soul and compromising of heart's desires and joy. Do this no more. Find your flow and do this. They said that grounding is the key for you to tap into your flow. So grounding through the feet and connecting to the earth's energy. Spread your wings and fly. Sometimes you may tap the ground, but then you get up and fly again. So I thank the kookaburras for their message. And then I started the balance. So tuning into the collective group energy. So I have a technique and I bring the group into a workshop I have in my mind. So I got to this point at this stage. So tuning into the collective group energy, I did pick up on some themes around fear and anger associated with money. It feels like there's lots of triggers around money, and particularly around beliefs to do with not enough, not being enough with inside yourselves, and also the thought of I can't quite do it. So I asked what the group needs, and you told me that you need to be lifted to know that we can do it, to receive abundance and money. We need to release fear and replace it with trust. We need to open our hearts and say yes to ourselves. We need to save and not spend. We need to build our resources. So tuning into the whole group, it felt like we needed to do some work around the pelvic area, the lower chakras particularly, and especially the root, and rooting the root connected into the physical. So like rooting into the ground and into this physical dimension. So that includes the Earth Star Chakra, and that connecting to the lower three chakras. So the Earth Star Chakra is about a foot under your feet, underneath the earth. And then also that connection to the lower three chakras, the root chakra, sacral chakra, and solar plexus chakra. It felt like in the root chakra there were quite a few blockages and restrictions in the collective that I was picking up on. So we need to increase the spin flow of the Kundalini life force energy that is actually coming from the central Sushumna channel, which connects to the universal energy. And then the Kundalini Sushumna channel diversifying into the Ida and Pingala channels, which are the masculine and feminine channels, which then flow and feed into the root chakra and the other chakras. So we want to increase the acceptance of the Kundalini energy from the universe, which will be tempered by the individual and your own individual energy system and your capacity to receive. So we don't want to blow any of your circuitry. It's just expanding your acceptance of what you can receive right now from that universal energy, and particularly tuning into that, you being a connector between heaven and earth. So starting the balance, we want to work with an agenda of increasing receptivity to abundance and releasing belief systems around money. So first up, I was guided to draw three cards, and the cards came from the Black Moon Astrology cards. And the first card that came out was, so it's past, present and future, or looking at those kind of timelines. So then we had the first card was Gemini, I think. The next card was Pisces, I believe. And the third card was Pluto, transformation. So with Gemini, the message I received from this card was released from the old paradigm, and that being using your brain to solve the problem. We need to release from the need to hustle and the need to mentally think out a solution. We need to ground thoughts into reality. So instead of being quite mental, it's actually having inspiration and then bringing it and birthing it into reality. Instead, harnessing the power of Gemini to use communication as a tool to express yourself, to lead through the expression of joy, connection and reconnection. So connection with a person, and to go into that deeper sense of reconnection, so seeing that oneness in another person and reflecting that back to you, and finding the joy in togetherness. And then the Pisces card, which is more the present moment card, filling into the divine nature of things. There's a beautiful nautilus shell on this Pisces card, and I can really see that the sacred geometry and the Fibonacci sequence of the nautilus shell. So that divine nature, the natural sequence of things, needing to clarify that. Feeling into timing, synchronicity and order of all things. Feeling into the rightness of right now, this place. Believing in your capacity for abundance and believing in your gifts, and that your gifts can support you and bring abundance and money. Believe in your power to heal multiple family and past life money timelines. And then going into the Pluto card, which is more for the future, but also the guidance for the way forward. So time is just a concept. It's we perceive it as linear, but everything's happening all at once. So in this way, there is a past, present and future, but there's also a releasing from the past and moving forward into the future, if that makes sense. So we need to release the belief system that money is evil, and feeling into that capacity for transformation that Pluto can give us. So Pluto being tied in with the death, birth, death and renewal sequence. So expect the unexpected and release from the expected. Beyond your wildest dreams, feeling into the mysteries of the universe, there is no paradigm for this time. So at this point in time and the future, nothing that we have experienced from the past of humanity can hold us to, expect the unexpected. We're not quite sure what's going to happen, so don't be limited by the previous beliefs of what might happen. Need to support the growth, particularly in regards to money coming from unexpected places, and our collective power, and en masse we can change this money paradigm, especially because we're all working together. So then I've started a balance. And first up, we went into a general environment balance. This is when there's an energetic discord between you and an outside factor, and it's to do with money. Surprise, surprise. So this is affecting through the heart center and particularly affecting the mitochondria cells, the mitochondria within the cells within the heart. So the mitochondria are the little energy powerhouses within the cells. So we want to release the mitochondria from feeling into this energy charge. And there's an emotion of grief there, and it's around time wasted doing other jobs and perhaps getting paid less than you're worth and being like having that feeling that you weren't worth very much in the past. So this is a lot around self-value and self-worth and getting paid in accordance with your worth for your time. And then we're linking through to some reciprocals. So this is about the relationship between the upper spine and the lower spine and how they all actually support and balance each other. So we're looking at the cervical vertebrae connecting with the lumbar, connecting with upper thoracic and lower thoracic. So we're wanting to restore the tensegrity of the upper spine to the lower spine. And the tensegrity is all about the body's ability to work in harmony with itself and the give and take within the body. So the body being a self-supporting system, nothing needing to work harder than any other body part. So we're particularly looking at the upper spine to lower spine alignment and how this affects the chakra alignments and the nadi flow, so the flow in between the chakras. And looking at all the chakras, but also zoning in on the heart chakra and the back of the heart, so around the thoracic vertebrae area. And as I was tapping out this balance, it came into my awareness that we wanted to actually dissolve and release some of the scar tissue that's around the thoracic area, which is causing some guarding towards the rear of the heart chakra. And this is to do with the belief of having to support yourself and rigidity, like having to be rigid to actually carry yourself through. So I've tapped this all out, and I use a surrogate here in my treatment room to tap this out. But if you'd like to do some tapping as well, you're welcome to spread one hand, fingers out wide, and then tapping over the top of your head, covering both left and right sides of the brain, and just tapping up and down in a rhythmical motion, tapping gently on top of the head, taking big deep breaths. So minimum one breath cycle in and out, and then the next place we're going to tap is on the heart center. So anywhere up and down the sternum there, taking big deep breaths, tapping in a rhythmical motion in the center of your chest there. Big deep breaths. And then tapping over the gut brain. So around the navel there, tapping up and down, big deep breaths. And then release. And that's the end of that part of the balance. Now, I did have one of my citrines helping me for this balance, and one of my unicorn quartz crystals, a rose quartz. So I just asked if my citrine had any messages for you as well. And the citrine said, place me in your heart. Know that I am near, like a divine waterfall of abundance. So that feeling into that waterfall being like a waterfall of gold that's falling down and washing away the debris of hurt, guilt and shame to do with memories of poverty. So that might be from family history going back seven generations, but also past/parallel lives. Feel me washing through you and around you. So just tuning into that, imagining you're standing under a waterfall and having this amazing citrine energy, this golden energy rushing down through your being and washing this away from every single cell in your body. And in this way, this is cleansing and restoring this gold slowing down, restoring energy to your cells and vitality. And in this way, through releasing these things from the past and restoring them with energy, with this golden energy, you will be creating an energy of attraction. So you can use this little visualization throughout the day. Anytime a thought pops up around, I'm not abundant, I don't have enough money, use this visualization from Citrine. And I also tuned into my beautiful unicorn, and it came in as beautiful, vibrant horse, unicorn horse. So even if you just want to take yourself through, just take a big deep breath in and out, and then allow yourself to drop, connect with the ground, and then imagine this unicorn coming towards you, and just notice how big is the unicorn, what color is it, is it moving, is it still, are there any sounds or colors associated with it. So my unicorn came to me, and it just rippled out from its heart center, and it showed me its divine heart, and it just sent out these waves of love, which I could see were like a rainbow rippling through. And in this way, the rainbow was releasing vibrational patterns within the DNA. And he said, we send you love. We send you healing. Anytime you need to, come sit in the rainbow field of daisies with us. Clean away the old to make way for the new. What is stagnant? What is old, like a milled pond, like a stagnant pond? It needs oxygen. It needs breath of life into it. So in this way, you can get rid of things that may be in your life that are old, things that you don't need anymore, clothes, clutter. Need to feel into the direct vitality of getting rid of things and bringing oxygen and awareness into these things. They showed me an image of putting the chest in a harness, so harnessing the one thing that will bring you energy, vitality and abundance, and putting your chest in the harness and pulling just the one thing, so focusing on the one thing and getting that cart going. Have faith in your chest going forward and don't look back. So thank you very much for allowing me to do this session for you and for participating in my group balance. I will be in contact with you in about a week's time to see if you have any feedback from the session, and if you've noticed anything around abundance pop up throughout the week. Wishing you a wonderful day. Thank you very much. Bye for now.